Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 20th, Belmont Stakes Day. Sounds kind of odd, June 20th instead of June 6th, but still in June, and it is a great race. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast sponsored by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site, licensed in the U.S., covers most tracks, lots of benefits, lots of perks and tools for the handicapper. If you're not already a member, check out amwager.com. And while you're there, you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to amwager.com and Ella Starr's blog, or click on How to Bet, and you'll see a link to get that as well, which you can bookmark. We're going to start off on June 20th with this Key Races and Bets with race 8 at Belmont. The Acorn Stakes, two before the Belmont Stakes, with a post of 4:15 Eastern. We're going to start that race talking about Lucrezia, a filly I've liked since last fall when she won the Sandpiper Stakes, a sprint in December. I loved her in the Suncoast in February on this podcast and blog. Off a two-month layoff and stretching out to two turns the first time, she rewarded us almost 6-1, easily winning by five lengths. Lucrezia ran into a buzzsaw next out named Swiss Skydiver in her start off the race in the Gulfstream Park Oaks, finishing second and gaining by a nose over the next horse. And the winner was in another league and continues to be, proving to be a really good horse by winning the Fantasy Stakes in her next start and the Santa Anita Oaks. Not only did Swiss Skydiver improve off the effort from a 99 equibase speed figure to 104 and 108, which Lucrezia can do now, but the Gulfstream Park Oaks became a key race from which the 7th and 8th place finishers came back to win, both in stakes, and from which the 6th place finisher came back to run 2nd in a stakes. Lucrezia has great tactical speed. I don't expect it to be farther back than about 3rd in the early stages, so depending if Gamine on the rail is sent or if casual or glass ceiling is sent, Lucrezia should be in a great spot to win this race. Opening at 9-2, she's a true key bet on the day. Casual may not need the lead to win on the stretch out off a 7-furlong victory in which she was a head to a half length off the lead through the opening half mile before edging clear. She closed with a lot of maturity from 6th of 11 early to win her debut before that, and this one turn mile is right up her alley. Gamine ships out from California for Baffert, and like Casual, is unbeaten in two starts, both when leading from start to finish. She stretched out to two turns to win by a neck, but it opened up. So there's still a question whether she was getting tired or not, and even money, I think it would be foolish to bet her to win. Still, her pace and speed figure combination suggests she may not need the lead to win, and she improved to a field high last race, 102 equibase figure, so leaving her off our tickets is not something I'm willing to do. In the Acorn, race 8 at Belmont on Saturday, June 20th, with a post of 4:15, the win bet is definitely Lucrezia at 9-5 or more, a key overlay win bet. If Casual is 2-1 or more, you can make a second win bet. And if you do, try and use a Dutching tool. A Dutching tool allows you to set how much you want to bet, how much you want to win. And it does the calculation based on the odds, so you get the best mathematical advantage. There's a free one at AmWager, free Dutching tool, and many other perks and tools at AmWager.com. For the exact and trifecta, very simple, box Lucrezia, Casual, and Gamine. Now I think there's money to be made in the pick threes and daily doubles here ending in the Belmont. Going to talk about two tickets. One's a $45 ticket, one's a $25 ticket. They cover a little bit different horses. In the first ticket, in race 8, Lucrezia, Casual, and Gamine. In race 9, Olexandra, Pure Sensation, and White Flag. In race 10, Sovolante, Four Left, Tis the Law, Tap It to Win, and Dr. Post. The second ticket is just going to use Lucrezia in race 8. Going to use more horses in race 9. We're going to use Olexandra, Pure Sensation, White Flag, Stubbins, and Texas Wedge. And in race 10, Sovolante, Four Left, Tis the Law, Tap It to Win, and Dr. Post. Certainly you can come back and play one more ticket if either of these singling Tis the Law, not because he's a standout, but he might be, but because he's low odds and you have the ticket twice for a cheap amount in case he wins, unless you get a big price in one of the two races or a decent price, it won't pay that well. Doubles. In race 8, Lucrezia, Casual, and Gamine. Race 9, Olexandra, Pure Sensation, White Flag, Stubbins, and Texas Wedge. Moving on to race 9, the Jiper Stakes. Post of 4:53 Eastern on Saturday, June 20th. Both White Flag and Pure Sensation form a potent, uncoupled entry from the rock-solid Christophe Clement barn. I'll start with White Flag as he opens at 8-1 compared to 5-2 for Pure Sensation, although both are similarly accomplished turf sprinters. White Flag has won 5 of 11 turf sprints, nearly $500,000, and four of the five have come on the Belmont grass. He won the Allied France Stakes on this inner turf course in the summer of 2017, and he won or placed in 4 of 5 in 2018. The reason he's 8-1 is because he went 0-3 in 2019 and hasn't run this year. But to the latter point, his stablemate is also making his 2020 debut, and a few of these are only making their second start of the year. And this is a sprint, so I'm not as concerned. In the summer of 2018, White Flag missed by a head in the Grade 3 Kentucky Downs Turf Sprint. Two later, won a stake with a $125,000 purse at the 6-furlong turf trip at Aqueduct. Winners before then, a layoff followed by another layoff. He's been working very well and Clement wins at an above-average rate with horses off layoffs. Junior Alvarado hasn't ridden him before, but went to lotteries for Clement. They're 12-45 together going back 18 months. That's why I like White Flag. Pure Sensation is the likely early leader and a potentially legitimate favorite opening at 5-2, but likely bet down. He's won 13-27 on grass for $1,800,000, and he only wins on the early lead, which is likely in this race without too many other horses or any horse that really want the lead. Abraham Ortiz Jr. comes off suspension, was winning with a strong 30% of his races at the meet before the hiatus, and so there's every chance Pure Sensation can successfully play Come Catch Me again today. There's only one thing to note, however, and that is in spite of winning twice previously on the Belmont turf, neither win came on the inner, including winning this race as a 5-year-old back in 2016. Oleksandr is an accomplished turf sprinter, a mare, who gets a few pounds lighter than the males she faces here. She beat males on the inner turf at Belmont last June after winning last May as well. Rosario was up for both of those and for her two stakes wins between then and now. Oleksandr was off from October of last year to May, put in a big run in her prep from last of seven and missed by a half length in her comeback in the Grade 2 Monrovia against fillies at Santa Anita last month. So improving enough to win off that off the comeback race for the seventh time in her 11th career turf sprint is certainly possible. Honorable mention goes to Texas Wedge and Stubbins, both good turf sprinters. I think they're a cut below the top three, so I just use them in second, third, and some trifecta tickets, but we're using them on doubles and exactas as well because I don't want to get beat going into the Belmont. Hidden Scroll dumped the jockey last out as the favorite in what was to be his turf debut. He's bred for it and working well on the surface, but in my opinion, he's giving away too much turf experience to beat some of the others in here. In the Jaipur Stakes, race 9 at Belmont with a post of 4:53 Eastern, WynnBET, White Flag, and Oleksandr at 3-1 or more. And if they're 3-1 or more, it's definitely time to use a dutching tool to get the best value here. And Amwager's got one for free. The exacta box is going to be Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, and White Flag. And then we're going to play some interesting trifectas here. 50-cent tries. We can play a few. The first one's going to be Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, and White Flag over Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, and White Flag. And then we're going to add two more. So we're playing in third. Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, White Flag, Texas Wedge, and Stubbins. Then we're going to switch to second position, a cheap ticket. We can hit it more than once if it goes our way. Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, and White Flag in first position. Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, White Flag, Texas Wedge, and Stubbins in second position. And Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, White Flag, Texas Wedge, and Stubbins in third position. And one more is going to be Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, and White Flag over Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, and White Flag overall. And you can play that instead of the exacta because it's the same bet with those three horses, two of the three coming in first and second. Doubles, two plays here. The first is Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, White Flag, Stubbins, and Texas Wedge in race 9 with Sol Volante 4 left, Tis the Law, Tap It to Win, and Dr. Post in race 10. And the second is going to be the same horses in race 9, which are Oleksandr, Pure Sensation, White Flag, Stubbins, and Texas Wedge in race 10, just Sol Volante and Tis the Law. Moving on to race 10, the big one, the Belmont Stakes. Post of 5:42 Eastern, about an hour between the 9th and the 10th. So let me say, although Tis the Law is the one to beat on paper, there's no value betting him to win. We can play him on top in exactas and trifectas, which we'll do. But I'm going to take a shot with 4 left, who I never expected to be 30-1 on the morning line. I think he should have been at 15 here. He won his first two starts of his career last May and June, both sprints, including the Tremont at Belmont, which is very notable. I'll get back to that. After 2 months off, he wasn't disgraced a bit. He was third and neck behind the runner-up in the Best Pal Stakes at Del Mar last summer. He didn't run well around two turns in the American Pharoah last September. so he got off the trail. And he returned to sprinting and won a minor stake before trying all-weather and turf. They tried everything with this horse. He didn't run bad, didn't run good. Third and tenth. Rested 2 months, but back on the dirt. Shipped to Dubai for the United Arab Emirates 2000 Guineas, a group three race. He led from the start in a 16-horse field, held off everybody from start to finish. I watched the video. It was very impressive. The effort showed he'd matured nicely. He also earned a career-best 103 Echo Base figure. The runner-up in that race returned to win a stakes the following month, which flattered him as well. Returned to training in April, shipped to Belmont the first week in June. Four Less put in two strong drills over the track, and he already proved he likes it because he won over it. Although Tap It to Win earned his last victory at Belmont, leading from start to finish, I think Four Less will be sent by Jose Ortiz, and if allowed to get into a high gear like he did in the Guineas, he could post the upset. That 103 figure is not anywhere near Tis the Law's 117 and 112, so he has to improve. But considering this is only a second start as a three-year-old, Four Less could do that, and certainly at 30-1, I have to bet him to win and place. There's a little question. Tis the Law is the horse to beat based on his body of work, particularly his two races this year. Big effort in the Holy Bull with a career high 117 figure, highest stakes figure in North America for any three-year-old. He earned a 112 win in the Florida Derby. Did not need to run any faster. He opened up in the stretch, and Franco noted there was nothing coming. He didn't have to push him at all. He's got a double advantage, which is the best two last Echo Base speed figures in the field over any horse ever in their career. He's a legitimate favorite, and he's going to be tough, certainly. No question, but he'll be odds on. So Volante was my top choice, the Sam Davis on this blog in February, off his third place finish in his first dirt start prior to that. Biancone had already proved successful with Ete Indien, and so Volante had great dam side breeding. His sibling on the dam side was a multiple stakes winner from 9 to 10 furlongs. So Volante rewarded us that day at 5-1, earned a career best figure of 108. And 1 month later in the Tampa Bay Derby, he rallied from 11th to 12th, but couldn't beat King Guillermo. Still was clearly second. He showed a big burst of speed 10 days ago at Gulfstream in a prep, and they decided to run him in here. He's likely to be nearly the back of the pack early, and this is not a short field. But if there's any sort of pace battle, or if the early fractions are faster than average, he could be passing the whole field late, and he could be good enough to win. Honorable mention goes to Tap It to Win and Dr. Post, both on the edge of breakthrough performances. Tap It to Win won a sprint in May in his three-year-old debut with a 99 figure and improved big time to 108 16 days ago in a one-turn route at Belmont like this one. Son of Tap It, got the rail, should run well. Dr. Post showed a similar pattern. He stretched out to a mile and a 16th off a sprint in his most recent start and won well. He improved to 92 to 101. In the Belmont Stakes, race 10 at Belmont with a post of 542 Eastern. First of all, a win and place bet. I don't usually recommend it, but it'll be a $20 payoff, probably, even if the favorite wins. A win and place bet on Four Left at 6-1 or more. A win bet on Solvolante at 7-2 or more. We'll have to find other ways to make money with Tis the Law. Exacta, as a place bet, if you don't want to make the win place bet, make a win bet and then a all over Four Left, even for a dollar, Exacta. If Tis the Law wins, it'll pay more. If anybody else wins, it's going to pay great for a place bet and Four Left run second. The other exact is going to be Solvolante, Four Left, and Tis the Law over Solvolante, Four Left, Tis the Law, Tap It to Win, and Dr. Post. Then we'll play some trifectas here. Two tickets. Solvolante, Four Left, and Tis the Law over Solvolante, Four Left, and Tis the Law, Tap It to Win, and Dr. Post over the same five. Solvolante, Four Left, Tis the Law, Tap It to Win, and Dr. Post. And I like Solvolante a lot to come in first or second, so I'm going to play two more tries of Solvolante over Tap It to Win, Four Left, and Tis the Law, Dr. Post over all. And then Tap It to Win, Four Left, Tis the Law, and Dr. Post over Solvolante over all. So that's a first or second play. Really hope we do some good things today. We had some luck the last couple of weeks. Two nice winners at Woodbine. You can get the vlog version of this podcast. Go to amwager.com. Please check it out and become a member as well. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.